Okay, our learning should be in Tzchosu Furosh Shlema Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Basya. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, and also you know the famous Gemara in Tainis, that says about Tubav. Unbelievable Gemara, which is, by the way, Tubav was today, if you didn't know. Tani Rabbi Elazar Agadol Omer. Rabbi Elazar Agadol says, Kevan Shiyagiyah Chamisha Asar Barav, once the 15th day of Av comes, Tashach Kochach Shalchama. The strength of the sun starts to dwindle. Mikan ve'elach the most of Yosef, she ain't a most of Yosef. Basically, whatever, the days, Rashi says over here, the days start to get shorter, and the nights start to get longer. It says Rashi, Tzarech ha'odom laso b'limidu gam b'layla. This Tubav is the time where it might look like it's still very, you know, the sun was still set very late, but it's the time of year that the nights start to become longer in the daytime, and Rashi throws in that at the end of the day, you should make sure that you're learning Torah at night. So first and foremost, we're following Rashi over here. You know, it could be at 9:45, which is really 10:45 regular time. I'm very tired. I just want to head in the canteen, call it a night. But we come here to be able to learn Torah at night. So shkoyach to you guys. But I think it's a deeper idea. What's the pshat? That Rashi's saying here. Tubav now is the time where a person has to make sure to be able to learn more Torah at night. What's like the deeper pshat there? Now what's up pshat, which is not the idea that we're going to say, but I thought it was a really nice idea. We know that we say, you guys know Nesiv Shalom is the former Slonim Rebbe. The current Slonim Rebbe, which I'm sure maybe you guys have passed by, is the Beis Midrash and Meir Sharim. It says the Beis Slonim. And the current Rebbe is known as the Darchi Noam. That's his Nesiv Shalom's son. David Goran Shal Shuddish, the lights are like pitch black. It's very nice there. He has another Red Zinner. He has another Red Zinner Rebbe. Yeah, he goes around to all these yeshivas. So he brought it. You never met the Red Zinner? Yeah, you know. So he brought me there once. So Darach Hinom says that what does it mean to be able to learn Torah at night? He says, what does nighttime refer to? Nighttime refers to when things are hard, right? When things are hard, when you're tired, when you're just like, you know, you had a long day, you just want to like sit down, just relax, watch sports center or whatever, and just says no. When someone doing Torah at night, that's on a hot, much higher level. What is night? Night refers to when things are hard. That's not where I want to go to. I want to try to say a little more of a different idea. You have to try to connect it to the parsha. Tubav always falls out, guys. You should know. Whenever it comes to the Moadim, to the Zmanim of the year, you always want to try to see where it's found in the parsha. It's always they're always very big, very, very big connections. This week's parsha is Parshas Ekev. Ekev always falls out around Tubav. So the parsha starts off, "Haya Ekev Tishmun," and you're going to listen to my decrees and this and that. So we know that the Medrash says that whenever it says the word "Vahaya," "Vahaya" is a code word for Simcha, right? "Vahaya" this, "Vahaya" that. It's a code word for Simcha. "Vayehi" is the opposite. "Vayehi" is a lashon of Tsar. "Vayehi b'mei Achashverosh," right? In the days of Achashverosh, the Klai Yisrael was sinning. But "Vahaya" is a lashon of Simcha. Says the original Rebbe. What does "Vahaya" stand for? What's the Rosh Yitivas of "Vahaya"? Yismechu Hashemayim v'sogel ha'aretz. Right? Yismechu Hashemayim, Yod Hei, Hashemayim, v'sogel ha'aretz Vav Hei. What does that spell, "Vahaya"? It's also Yod Kei, Vav Kei. What does Yismechu Hashemayim v'sogel ha'aretz mean? When Mimach Rishparu, when Shemayim is joyous, and the land rejoices. What does this mean in practical terms? So the Nesiv Shalom quotes the original Rebbe. He says an amazing idea. He says, you know, throughout history, we all have different types of neshamas. The times of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, obviously they had the holiest neshamas. Then we get times of Moshe, the Shvatim, and we get to all the different Zikanim, and then we get to the times of the Mishnah, Gemara, Rishonim. At the end of the day, we all have different types of neshamas. We know the Gemara says that all the neshamas that are earlier on, those have the higher neshamas, right? They have the holier neshamas. It says now, in the times that we're living, we have the Ekev neshamas. You ever look at your Ekev? What's an Ekev? Ekev is your heel. You ever look at an Ekev before, your heel? It's all blistery. It's like everything is like torn on the bottom. So he says over here that our neshamas that we have nowadays, we have the lowest neshamas, right? We're mamash the bottom of the Klai Yisrael history. So he says at the end of the day we have the lowest neshamas, that at the end of the day we have to try to work on our emunah, that even though we have such low neshamas, we have to fight through. But I want to say an idea that I heard from my Rebbe Moshe Tzvi Weinberg from YU, also from TABC if anyone's here. He says actually the opposite. He said if you don't have a heel, then the rest of the body can't stand, right? So it might look like the heel is so torn and so blistered and so battered, but really the heel is what keeps the whole body up. Right? Everyone ever wonder, why did Mashiach come in the times of the Gra, or the Baal Shem Tov, or the times of Rabbi Kiva? Mashiach's going to come in our times? How could that be? So you try to explain that even though we have such, you know, we don't know what it means to be able to live like an Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It says, when we do good, something, when we learn Torah, when we do something good, in Hashem's eyes, that's on a much greater level than in the early generations. Why? Because we have so many more tests. We have this thing, for example. There's so many things that on this thing, so many apps that could take me away from being able to learn Torah or different tests. They didn't have this in the time of Rabbi Kiva and the Gra of Baal Shem Tov, even 50 years ago. The fact is that we have different types of tests, and that will be that shows that we actually could be on the highest level. We could actually have the highest level in the Shemus. And I think that's a very, very big chizuk. Sometimes, you know, we could be so, Hashem, why does Hashem care about my avoda? Why does Hashem care about me? You know, he has my Rebbe's davening, he has his davening. No. When we realize that, Hashem Baruch Hu cares about the ache of Jews. What does it mean to be an ache of Jew? An ache of Jew means that even you might look like you're nothing. You might look like, you know, you're davening, you're night seder, you're chesed, you're shmir, sinan. Doesn't matter, no. Akev is holding up the rest of the body. Who's the rest of the body? The rest of the body is Klai Yisrael. Just not Klai Yisrael, it's Klai Yisrael's history. We're keeping the whole body up. So now how do we bring this back now to Tu B'Av? And it's really the bridge of Tu B'Av to Rosh Chodesh El, which you guys are going to be going back soon, Bez Hashem, to the Holy Land. So Nesiv Hashem has one essay on Tu B'Av. He tries to expand the beautiful idea of the connection of the mission of Tainus. The famous mission of Tainus says that Klai Yisrael had the most joyous days in Klai Yisrael's history, Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. I don't want to go through the whole idea, but basically he says that Tu B'Av is a very, very big, special day. Why is it a special day? It's because of Bnei Yisachar. Bnei Yisachar, one of the also famous Hasidic Sfarim. And he says that Tu B'Av comes 40 days before Chafei Ela. Right? Count Tu B'Av, 15 days of the Edda Av, plus the first 25 days of Elul, 25 of 15, 40. What's so good about the 25th day of Elul? We know the 25th day of Elul is the Yom Briyas Olam. It's the day of creation of the world, right? Rosh Hashanah is the day that Hashem created man. Which day of creation did Hashem create Adam? The sixth day, right? So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam on the sixth day, when did He create the world? 6 days before that. So what's 6 days before Rosh Hashanah? The 25th day of Elul. So he says here that Tu B'Av is really 40 days before Chafei Elul. And he says here, the Gemara says in Sota and Bezim and Alf, Arba'im Yom Kodim Yitziras Avlad, Machrizin Bas Ploni Leploni. 40 days before a baby is formed, Kodesh Baruch Hu says that this baby is going to be with this baby. And this person is going to marry this person. So he says over here, you want to know what it means to be on Chamish Yom Sabav? It's 40 days before Kodesh Baruch Hu says, hey, Klai Yisrael, you know why I created the world? I created the world for me and for you. Right, we know at the end of the day, Chazal say, "Who did Hashem create the world for? Created for us on Kadosh Baruch Hu, for us to keep Torah, the Yisrael Sheyina Kareishis, for us to be able to have the relationship with one with Kadosh Baruch Hu." So Tu B'Av is really like it's a text message. It's like the engagement time period to be able to realize that. Wait, 40 days. I'm starting fresh. I'm starting fresh with Hashem. I'm starting anew with Hashem. I have to be proud to be a Jew. It's mamish, you know, I'm coming out of a Tisha B'Av. Things look very dark. Things look like my relationship is over. But comes Tu B'Av and says, no, I'm starting once again. I have 40 days to go. Right? We said, Chafei Elo is what? It's the day of creation of the world. Hashem says, why did I create the world? I created the world for you. I created the world for me and for you. So at the end of the day, Tu B'Av is the reminder, wait, what am I doing in this world? I'm starting fresh again. Rosh Chodesh Elo is coming in 2 weeks. Right? 2 weeks from Rosh Chodesh El. Ani dodi v'dodi li. My beloved study. There's a fresh start. Then 25 days later, we have the creation of the world. What does it mean, creation of the world? It means that to be able to realize, what am I doing in this world? So anyway, what's the take-home message? I think the take-home message is very clear. You have to be proud, Jew. Sometimes in life, it could be, you know, you go to a Ranger game. I used to go to Ranger games. I live in Florida now. If I lived in New York, I would still go to Ranger games. Love going to the Ranger games. So we used to have daven by Marv by the escalator. Now they have Marv's by the Carlson Gabby section. It's beautiful. It's very, so it's still Givaldic. But back in the day, I think by section 210, I think it was 210, they used to have Marv's by the escalator. So what happened? The Rangers would always be losing at the end of the second period. And all these non-Jews, they'd be already holding in their third or fourth beer, depending on how the lines are moving, and they would be... You say, diamond for the Rangers, diamond for the Rangers. And sometimes, you know, you put a hat on, you put a keep on, but like, I'll be honest with you, sometimes I wasn't so proud. Like, I was, look, I went to Mar, but like, it was still hard for me, like, to feel a little different, this and that. But no, at the end of the day, we have to be able to realize, you know, you go to the Ranger games, go to the Garden, have a good time. You have to realize the Kaddish Baruch comes to me everywhere. That I'm proud, mamash proud to be Jewish. And he says an unbelievable line here. A line that he says, he quotes from the Baal Shem Tov, another piece on Eikov. He says, Baruch of Mezhbish, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, said, from the Baal Shem Tov, it's impossible to tell a non-Jew what a Jew is. Vani Omer, and says Rav Baruch HaMezhbish, Shagam Yehudi Iyef Shalazbir Ma Yehudi. And even a Jew doesn't even know what a Jew is. He says here that we're mamash the children of Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have different relationships with Hashem. Either we be the son to him, or we can be the wife of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? But at the end of the day, there's a very close relationship there. There's something very, very special in there. And that's really what Tubav is. Tubav is, I think, in my humble opinion, it's the time that, it's the week after Tisha B'Av. It could look like, you know, the relationship's over. We went through Tisha B'Av, it's over. But Tubav comes to remind us, no, we could start fresh, we could start new. What's the reminder? The reminder is that we're mamash in between Tisha B'Av now and Rosh Chodesh El. We have 40 days now to be able to remember that relationship that we're starting now. 40 days to be able to start, that we're starting one with the Kodesh Baruch. Finally, just to be able to quote this last thing, unbelievable line that he quotes from Rav Tzadok. Where is it over here? Let me find it. Where is it right here? I have it right here. He quotes over here that Rav Tzadok writes in Chag Shavuos Os Yud Gimel, and he quotes from the Kedushas Levi. He says, by accident, the Kedushas Levi said, one time, I shapam achas dileg bebrachas hashachar a bracha shalos sanigoy. I by accident forgot the bracha of shalos sanigoy, that you didn't make me a goy. What happened was, so that day I couldn't get out of my bed. I had such atzus until it came to me that what? Until it came to me that even though I didn't say that, I know down deep the shalos ani goy, I'm part of Kadosh Baruch Hu's army. It might look like I'm a regular person. It might look like, you know, we're all human beings. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying the Jews are better. But Jews have had more of a direct access to one with the King. We have a direct access. We have a special relationship with us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more we believe in that romantic relationship, the more we have a really fire relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we'll be zoch to be able to go into Elul. Not just in Elul, we're doing Elul again or learning Torah again. No, but it's mamash of fire. It's a fire and something that's real. And should be able to quote the last thing. There was a machlis quoted over here. I lost the page over here, but I'll just say what I remember. There was a machlis quoted the Baal Shem Tov said, if you daven the same way you daven yesterday, right? You daven the same davening, said you didn't daven. If you daven the same way, or for the same things you daven, you could daven for a lot of the same things. But if something's not fresh, something's not new in your davening, it's not considered davening. Because davening means that's something that's real to you. You have a fresh relationship. You have a real connection with Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem should bless us now going now from Tubav into Rosh Chodesh El, which is Chazar. We should remember that learning Torah at night is a special, special thing. Now, as we know, the Gemara says in Tubav, Tubav is when the days start getting shorter and the nights start to get longer. What does that mean, the nights start to get longer? It means that we use our nighttime for Torah. Obviously, we could have time to relax as well, but we're using our time to be able to learn Torah at night. What does it mean to learn Torah at night? It means that I have a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means that even though I might look like my Akev, my Talmud Torah is not so great, no. The Akev is that I'm keeping the rest of the body up. I'm keeping the rest of Klai Yisrael history up. It might look like the bottom of my foot. It might look like, you know, all these blisters and all battered up. But at the end of the day, We have so many more misyonos that the rest of the world doesn't have, or the rest of Jewish history didn't have. And when we learn strong, and we decide to be able to be strong Jews and to fight to try our best to be the best Jews possible, that shows the Kadosh Baruch Hu that we want to be one of them. And that's really the whole avodah of Tubav. Tubav is the time; it's the 40 days before Chafei Elul. Chafei Elul is the time of creation of the world. So we're getting ready to be able to remember what are we doing in this world, or we're one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now that's really the idea of the Baal Shem Tov and the Rav Tzadok quote. Tzadok quote from the Kedushas Levi. A Jew has to remember, who is he? We're the wife of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're the children of Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have this connection. We have this tremendous relationship with him. And the more we focus on the special and unique relationship that we have with him, Gomorrah will be able to be inspired every single day. It's not just be something old, something that's not exciting for us, but it's going to be something fresh. And we'll be zochah to go to Eretz Yisrael, wherever we're going, Bez Hashem, with a new, fresh schachas and renewal, and on fire with one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chesiv HaChesim HaTova, the Chesidim, they're already saying, they're not waiting for Rosh Hashanah. They're already saying Chesiv HaChesim HaTova. See, it says Tubav over here. Tubav, what does he put it under? He doesn't put it under the summer sections. What does he put it under? Likras Hayam Noraim. And Chesiv HaShalom puts Tubav is already in the days to be able to start getting ready for the Yom Noraim. So Chesiv HaChesim HaTova to everyone. Baruch Hashanah.